It's time for a podcast from J.W., Anna, and friends.
My Pig Radio Morning Show, Matt Fry from Liberty ILO in with us this morning. He is the communications director. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. But he's all things Liberty ILO as far as getting the word out to the public, coordinating with the media and the parents and getting the word out on everything so that you will be informed. And that's why we've got him here, because I wouldn't want his job right now because it's very, very complicated. It's a hectic job to begin with, but then you throw in COVID-19 and it just goes crazy. How you holding up?
We're making it. Don't really have a choice. Summertime is always really busy, getting ready for school to start. And so we're getting ready for school to start. We just decided we would add, 15 different options.
Craziness to it. Yeah. Well, before we get into the very latest from the up above TEA and all that kind of thing, you did do a survey that you put out there for the parents. How'd that turn out?
Yes, sir. We sent a survey out to our parents just asking them if you sending your kids back to school, and it wasn't something that they had to be tied to, but just what they were feeling. Do you plan on sending your kids back to school? Do you plan on doing an online-only learning? And we got a little over a third of those back of our student population, got a third responded back. And of those, 70% said they were in favor of sending their kids back to school.
Yay.
30% said they would prefer to do it online. And then I would, venture out and say probably those parents who did not respond to the survey are the ones that are going to send their kids to school anyway.
Right.
Because you just don't have that much engagement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's really what I figured it was going to be. I think a lot of our population, they're looking for their kids to go back to school. You've got parents that have to work. You've got parents that are just used to their kids being at school. And so I think that was a pretty good gauge of our community. And at the same time, giving people an option that if they are concerned or if maybe they have underlying health issues or other reasons they don't want their kids coming back to school, that, hey, we're cognizant of that and we're going to try to do what we can to meet you where you are.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. And for the ones that do have that situation, that option is great to be able to do that if that's what they need to do. But as you mentioned to us on Facebook, it's a very fluid situation. You're supposed to start in a month. A very fluid situation. You're getting changing things from the TEA and shifting sands, as they say.
Always.
What's kind of the latest that you're getting?
You know, what they do tell us is that you're going to do in-person school. If you're going to get funding, you're going to offer school on campus. They also say that at-home learning is going to look completely different. So those parents whose kids were sent home on March 16th, and then it was, hey, do stuff online or do stuff via paper. You know, back then the state told us, hey, you're not going to be able to hold kids accountable for a lot of this. Don't introduce new materials during all of this. This should all just be, reinforcing what's already there. So really, you just sort of stopped learning at that point. Also, something important to point out is across the state, there was a significant number of students who districts have not heard from since that day.
Oh, yeah.
And that's concerning as well. And so at home learning, one of the first things we got from them as far as guidance is that, yes, you're going to get paid just like if your kids show up to school like we do now. But if they are learning online, there are going to be stipulations to that. Number of minutes that they have to be on each day, how you keep up with all of the coursework that they're doing, making sure you're taking those grades, because that's going to be tied to funding as well. And so working from home is going to require a lot more technology resources. It's going to be a lot more hands-on than it was last time. You're going to have synchronous instruction where students will be required to be online, sitting down in front of a computer, interacting with a teacher every day, those types of things. That's going to be different. And that probably also ties into why we saw the high number of parents say, hey, I'm sending my kids back to school.
Because absolutely.
You don't have those technology resources.
I have five children, and I don't have five separate computers.
Yeah, if you don't have that, if you don't have good internet, around 20% of our respondents either did not have internet or only had internet available on a cell phone. And if you have multiple students, there's just no way to manage that. And that's one of the biggest, I think, divides that we saw in our state as this went forward. You know, Round Rock ISD had some 60% of their kids say that they're going to be home. Well, guess what? They all probably say, and they're in their home offices, and they have fiber internet, and it's not an issue for them to do that.
Right.
You get into the rural parts of Texas or places with low socioeconomic status, and you're just not going to see those same opportunities.
And we don't want to lose those students as far as their learning is concerned, because you can't go that long and not learn and not affect them. And you got to look out for the people that need to be in school.
Yes, sir.
My child says she needs to be in school because she knows that she's not going to do very well on the online stuff. Same thing. I'm at work. Mom's at work. Trying to get home, make sure you're doing this. It's just crazy. MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show. John, Anna, and friends. Very interesting friend this morning is Matt Fry, because he's got so much information out there and speculation and possibilities.
There we go. That's the word.
He's trying to pin it down, but it's like kind of like herding cats.
Yes.
Right now. But let's see. What was it? I was going to ask you, as long as the governor has the wear mask proclamation out there, then mask is what will need to be worn in school unless he changes that, right?
Correct, yeah. Any public building in the state of Texas is required that. Of course, school buildings and school districts are state buildings also. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important to keep in mind. Anything like that, it's a statewide mandate. We're going to have to follow.
Yeah.
It's part of it.
And if somewhere down the road he says, okay, I'm lifting the you have to wear a mask, then that would be eligible to be taken off.
Yes, and you got to understand, in schools we have these layers of bureaucracy, starting from the federal side and what's available there and guidelines that federal Department of Education have. Then you have state guidelines that govern the entire state, and then within that you have TEA that's more focused on, you know, the Texas Education Agency as far as what's focused on schools. And so you really have to kind of filter through all of those different things. And then when stuff is reported by the media and it comes out, CDC puts things out, but CDC has things called considerations, which don't mean anything. It's just a consideration. But then people are like, well, CDC says this and they say this. And so there's really just a lot of mixed messages, I think, coming from a lot of places. And so that's where we have to balance of what's a requirement, what do we have to do, not open for debate, and then what are those things that we're allowed to maybe have some autonomy on.
Right. One of the things that you were concerned about is the start date. Y'all are ready to start. Did you say it was the 13th of August?
The 12th.
12th, excuse me. The 12th of August. But some of the bigger school districts in the bigger cities are starting to push back and say, we want to wait till like Labor Day or something like that. So you really don't know at this point. You can't be 100% sure because it could come out as a directive or whatever. Everybody's starting whenever.
Yeah, you started to see that. Dallas, Dr. Hinojosa, who's there in Dallas, he was one of the first ones speaking out. Four schools closed down, and the first week of March, you know, they closed their schools down and said, hey, we're going to be closed indefinitely to the end of the year. Man, that's crazy, and, you know, we don't see that happening around here, and that's not going to happen. Then a week later,
everybody. Sure enough.
And that has kind of been the pattern of the way things have happened. Some things happen in the big cities, starts getting out, this is what's happening, and then it pushes from there. And so he's one of those voices in education that you kind of listen to and kind of read through the tea leaves. My question on that, when you see that come out and say he's talking about starting at Labor Day, does that mean we do nothing until Labor Day? Does that mean we do some online learning through then? Because that brings into question calendar considerations and all that. In the state of Texas, we're required to go 75,600 minutes every year. If you take 3 weeks out.
Well, would they alter that? Would they cut it back?
That would be a question.
Yeah.
You know, I looked through our stuff the other day and said, okay, if we have to push through then, and literally we can't have kids on campus before that day, if that's what they say, all right, now you start going and axing out breaks.
Fall break.
The end of school down further and all these types of things. Or you
I would
play with the number of minutes in a school day.
If I was the school districts, I'd be going, if we're going to do that, cut back the number of minutes that you want that are required this year. Because they've been doing things that are just specifically this year. We're going to do it just this year. Uh-huh. Like they didn't do that stupid star test.
Yes.
We can tell his opinion on that.
Yeah, you can tell my opinion.
You know, on June 18th, the TEA commissioner said next week you'll have guidance on opening schools and safety and all that kind of stuff. The one in stone document they have released to us is a testing calendar for next year.
That's not going to change.
That should answer your question about priorities in our state.
You know what? Yeah, she knows what I think about the star test mess. Anyway, so there you go. So it's fluid on that. I know I'm hogging the time because this is so, I'm so passionate about it because I have kids in school and yours are all grown. Anything that you wanted to ask me?
Well, one of the biggest things that I think influenced my kids as they went to school was to have intramural sports. So I had tennis players.
Uh-huh.
And I think that made them the amazing kids that they are right now.
Absolutely.
So if they won't have that, what are you going to do to sub that time in after school? I knew where my kid was after school every day.
If they don't allow us to have sports, they won't allow us to have anything after school.
Right.
That's going to be...
So no theater, no
right.
Concert, and that, no choir.
And
no.
You're exactly right. There are a lot of kids that get through school because of those participations.
Yeah.
There is so
that
much
was the carrot
learning.
That kept them. Yeah.
Absolutely. And just learning how to be on a team and having other people rely on you and learning how to be on time and what it means if you're not on time and how that affects everybody else.
How
There's
many 90s
so
you get
much
to run.
Learning.
Right. Yeah.
John Anna and friends, Matt Fry is here with us. And we were talking about the extracurricular activities like football, volleyball, band,
choir,
theater, on and on and on and on and on. As of right this second, if it was to happen today, there's still okay to do that.
Absolutely. When they talk about opening school, they talk about opening it to everything, all activities. And so, and that's such an important part of a high school experience.
Yes, it is.
For sure.
Yes, it is.
And
no doubt about it.
The next part that was really important was the social skills that you learn during recess. come home with, like, I had my girls come home crying because somebody didn't like their little runners.
Oh, yeah.
Suck it up, learn how to do this, and keep moving forward. So you need to learn those lessons as well, the playground lessons, I called them.
Yes, and that one good thing is all the guidance that we get from health people says getting kids outside and getting them doing stuff
run
is
around, be
good.
Free.
Fresh air.
So I think you'll see some of that. But going back to your point, you have seen a pendulum swing in education, especially at the lower levels. Okay. For the last several years, where the importance of recess and downtime and that unstructured play is being seen as so much more important to the
Correct.
Development of kids. And so you
it
have
is.
Seen putting in back more recesses. Stuff got pushed, like John was talking about, with standardized testing, and it was just boom, 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 boom. You
Right.
had kids that just, I mean, they're shutting down on you. And so you
Right.
do see a lot more of that. And I would hope that that's something that's not affected by this. And I think there may be some separation stuff that you do out there. But yeah, get them outside. Let them get in some sunshine, get some vitamin D, run
Right.
around and play a little bit. But no, recess is a lot more than fun and games. And people are starting to realize that
Right.
now more in education. And I think that's good to see.
Thank
Right.
you. Yeah. They learn a lot socially.
Absolutely.
And as I mentioned, I think on the Facebook, they're the kids out there are socializing right now and they're getting together.
Right.
Yes.
And I guarantee you that the social distance is probably not there and the mask are probably not there unless they're having to go into a store that requires it.
I think the younger ages are staying apart a little bit, but like I know at your daughter's age, they're definitely not. I see my neighbor has 14 teenagers in her house all the time, which
oh,
is
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, it's kind of like
they're hanging out, having fun.
Everybody just has to, the data is not there to show that kids are getting sick.
Deathly sick.
From this virus right. or even very much sick at all.
Right.
Right.
From this, there's always an isolated case.
Right.
And there's always going to be an isolated case. And bad things happen to good people all the time. Isolated cases of all kinds of things happen.
Right. They're in danger riding the bus to school.
True. MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. And we've got Matt Fry from Liberty Auto in here telling us about what they at least are trying to do, have planned to get the school year off and going, hopefully, on August the 12th. And they've been doing some surveys with the parents, kind of getting their feel on what they would like to do. Of course, obviously, some of this stuff will be mandated, as he said, by the higher-ups. But
it's really amazing.
We appreciate the job that you're doing.
You guys stayed on it 24/7 through the summer break. You're looking for solutions.
Yes, ma'am.
And
that's amazing. Everybody needs to recognize
it's kinda
all
like,
that work.
Yeah, it's kind of like I don't envy you at all, but it's something that that you guys, it's something, it's in your blood. We were talking when things weren't even bad. And it's kind of like you always got stuff going on in a school day that are surprises.
Yes.
Sometimes they're good surprises. Sometimes they're not so good. But you have those contingency plans ready to go. And bam, 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 y'all get together and do them. And so it's very, on the local level, it's very efficient.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
thank you.
And the thing is, there's a lot of guidance and there's a lot of background for how to deal with things like, you know, there's a fire on campus
mm-hmm.
or something like
mm-hmm.
that. This is something new. And so a lot of those protocols are having to be created from nowhere.
Right.
And so it's just an extra challenge.
Yeah, kind of doing it on the fly. There? All right, let's play a little yes or BS.
Okay.
Don't look at the screen, Anna.
Okay, John.
My goodness.
If I didn't say
no
that,
you.
It wouldn't be funny.
For right. you.
Yeah, okay. She takes it so personal.
I do.
But it's yes or BS. I'll give you a statement. You tell me whether it's yes or Barbara Streisand made up baloney. All
Barbara
right?
Streisand.
Yes.
I like it.
Honeybees navigate by using the sun as a compass. Is that yes or BS? Honeybees.
No.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. You're both wrong. It's yes.
Of
yes,
course.
Yes, yes,
it was silly enough
did
to be.
Did anybody ask the honeybees this? I think it's probably magnetism.
Yeah, did they ask the honeybees? I really don't know. It's science! One half of adults sleep with a comfort object. One half of adults sleep with a comfort object, whatever that is.
Like a teddy bear?
Yeah. Your comfort object, whatever
yeah.
that is to you.
I'll say true, yeah.
I'll say true.
Oh, it's one third, though.
Oh.
One third do.
Warning sign to everybody.
Yep. Wow. Armadillos have four babies at a time, and they're always the same sex. They're either all male or all female. Is that yes
so
or BS?
That sounds so stupid, it's going to be true.
That sounds true, yeah.
Yeah, and you're right. It is so stupid, it's true. It's true. Back in 1990, Donald Trump's bankers put him on a $1 million per month allowance. Is that yes or BS?
That sounds like it may be true
it
also.
It could be true.
Well, actually, let's see what it says. BS, but they actually limited our president to $375 a month.
$375 a month?
Mm-hmm. How can you make it on that?
I can't even make it on that.
$375,000 a month.
Oh, I think.
Thousand. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I kept hearing.
You can't make it on there.
I heard the decimal end at the five.
Alrighty then. 25% of the bones in your body are located in your chest. Is that yes or BS?
No, it's 20... probably down in your feet. Your feet have a whole bunch.
5 feet in your wrists. Yeah.
Would... Y'all are right. It's your feet that have so many bones in it. Only one person survived the Alamo.
I'm going to say true. Probably the guy that left to go take the message out.
It is absolutely true. And I guess I missed that. And I thought nobody did, but one did. I guess the one that went out.
They sent somebody out for
the courier
for help.
That ran.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only one that did.
Yeah.
Couple more and then I will let you go. Only 5% of the babies are actually born on their due date. Only 5% of babies are actually born on their due date.
Oh, I don't know. That sounds about right.
I'm BS.
Matt got it right. It is yes.
Okay.
It is, and this is the last one.
Thank you.
All right. Do you want to do rats or you want the kissing diet?
Neither.
No, you've got one of the
other.
Rats.
Rats it is. Rats multiply so quickly that in 18 months, two rats could have over 1 million kids.
I would say true.
That is true.
And it is true.
That's gross.
Y'all did. It is gross and it is true, but y'all did very well on yes or BS. Matt, thank you for coming in and continue the good work out there. And if your parents have questions about all this, what do they need to do?
All our social media, we're very active there. On Facebook, we're able to answer questions that way. Of course, our website has that. And on our website, on the right side under Quick Links, there's a page that says Fall 2020. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the go-to for everything. As regulations come out, FAQs are on there now. A link to the survey is on there now. That's going to be the clearinghouse for all of that information. I figured it was easier just to create a website for that. That way we can just send that link out. And so as guidance comes in, as we know about UIL, start dates, all that stuff, everything will be right there. And that's at leisd.net.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And if things change drastically in the next, in like towards the end of the month, or whatever, we may try to get you back in here because you
will do it.
This is the only way to get the real story is to have a person in here telling us the story. Because otherwise we're just kind of going, because it is a little
telephone.
It is a little complicated.
Yes.
Thank you for what you do at Liberty Island.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. And be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.